The drama surrounding Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has deepened. Three senior Palestinian officials were forced to reschedule a trip to Paris to consult with Arafat's French doctors after being criticized by his wife. Suha Arafat accused them of planning to bury her husband, quote, alive. The officials have now departed the West Bank city of Ramallah and are expected in Paris later today or tomorrow. Arafat has been critically ill for more than a week and has been clinging to life in an intensive care unit at a French military hospital. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Suha Arafat's statement came in a frantic-sounding phone call to Al Jazeera today. The Arabic news network said it was certain that the voice was that of Arafat's wife. From her husband's bedside, she appealed to the Palestinian people to stop those who, she said, wanted to usurp her husband's position after four decades. Let it be known that a dirty handful of conspirators is trying to bury my husband while he is alive, she said. I beseech you to be aware of the gravity of the conspiracy, she went on. Abu Ammar, as Arafat is affectionately known, is, she said, well. The accusation by Arafat's 42-year-old wife astounded the senior Palestinian leadership. Frustration about what was coming out of Paris regarding Arafat's condition prompted the three most senior Palestinian officials to make plans to travel to France to see for themselves. Former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, Prime Minister Ahmed Correa, and Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath would make up the delegation. Nabil Shaath said they were close colleagues of Arafat, and their visit was intended to allay anxieties of the Palestinian people over the state of the 75-year-old leader's health.
This is a highly personal matter, and we feel the responsibility of verifying what exactly is his status, and I think it's about time that we go see him.
The reports emanating out of Paris have been confused and contradictory. Arafat has been variously reported to be in a reversible coma and being kept alive by life support. Suha Arafat has jealously guarded and controlled information on the state of her husband's health. Privately, Palestinian officials complain that she has limited the access to Arafat and provided disinformation on his true condition. It has stoked resentment and a behind-the-scenes battle for who would control Arafat's medical treatment and what the world would be told about his condition. The battle spilled out into the open today when senior Palestinian official Tayyab Abdelrahim implied that Suha Arafat was speaking out of line. The declaration that Suha Arafat has made from her husband's bedside is unreasonable, unbalanced, and does not at all reflect the truth, he said. We were shocked to hear that she is procrastinating and rejecting our visit. Arafat, he said, is not the property of a single family, but his situation is the concern of the whole nation. Even before today's public dispute, Suha Arafat has been a figure who evokes passions. Living in Paris on a generous allowance, she is viewed by many Palestinians in the occupied territories as a parasite on the public treasury. The fact that she has not seen her husband for 3 years until now has also been noted with disdain. The Palestinian leadership has been urging national unity during these difficult days, but the public private dispute with Arafat's wife is already testing their ability to bring harmony. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.